How do you do it? What's going on?
I have to. Well, first of all, I can't mix my business life, what I do for a living, with my run for office. So, you know, I can't unfortunately talk about this at this time because I'm here serving my organization, which is Buckeye Forest Council. So I'm here as their spokesperson today. But I think that you know, a candidate has any candidate today, and this is, you know, at the even the local level, you know, they have. They have difficulty when you're looking at, you know, what a general person, just a middle class person that's going to work hard every day. There's a big difference between what they can put together and what somebody who's willing to take corporate funds can put together. So I think that, you know, we've got a society, we've got a, you know, a Supreme Court that has decided that corporations are people too, and we want it to be people are people.
One argument is that environmentalists are against everything. They're against fracking. They're against mountaintop mover mining, and et cetera, et cetera. But a response to that would be, no, that's not the case. We're not against solutions, that there actually are solutions, and that what's blocking them is the concentration of money in politics. One person mentioned Germany as an example, that there are strides being made in Germany toward renewable or toward alternative energy.
Well, and I think that, you know, there are strides that are being made and, you know, in alternative energy. But, you know, I have to say that we are not against the process of hydraulic fracturing. We are against the fact that there are not good protections put in place to protect the citizens of the state of Ohio. There are not good provisions put in place that will protect our health and safety. There are not good provisions put in place that will safeguard our drinking water. So we are not opposed to fracking. What we are asking for is good, strong regulation and the money for a good enforcement structure. We feel we have neither of those at this time. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is doing research right now on the impacts of this process. We need to wait until that research comes out. We shouldn't put the cart before the horse, as folks said today. We need to make sure that this process is safe and that people are not going to be harmed by the process before we move forward. And those protections are not in place. You should not be able to put a toxic waste pit 100 feet from my house without a fence. It's ridiculous. The only place that they're requiring testing for wells, when they put in a new drill site, the only place they're requesting, they're requiring a baseline water test being done near wells is in urban areas. Now, I live in the country. I don't know how many wells there are in urban areas, but I would argue that there are far more wells in rural areas than in urban areas. Why wouldn't you require testing where all the wells are located? You know, silly things like that. They used to be required to submit a radioactivity log. As of 2010, there are no longer required to do that. And we know that fracking fluid from the Marcellus and Utica shales contains radioactive particles at 1,000 times the recommended limit. Now, why would you zero out geological survey when we are maybe having earthquakes happening? Why would you not require a radioactivity log when there is information and scientific information available about the high radioactivity of these levels? And we want those requirements to protect public health and safety reinstituted, and good, strong regulation to protect the citizens of the state of Ohio.